We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes, Amar Beis, and we are starting the second line from the top, Amar Rava. Amar Rava, V'yitema, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afilu Yochid, Amaspal Be'erev Shabbos, Tzorach Loima, even a Yochid who is davening Friday night, Tfilo, Tzorach Loima Vayichulu, he has to say the parash Vayichulu. Tam Rav Amnuna, Kol Maspal Be'erev Shabbos, Amar Vayichulu, anyone who davens Erev Shabbos Friday night that says Vayichulu, Mala love cost of kiu nasa shutav lakodesh baruch hu. It's keilu he became a shutav in ma'aseh bereishis. Keilu or nasa shutav lakodesh baruch hu for ma'aseh bereishis. Shnama says the pasuk vayichulu. Al tikri vayichulu ela vayichalu. Loshon rabim the vayichalu together they created the world ma'aseh bereishis. Now how can you say they created the world? The world was created a bunch of years ago. How can it create the world? So the mafarshim say. Is because every week, it's only Hashem only created the week for 6 days. After every Shabbos, we renew the world. And by you saying Vayichulu, you are helping renew the world. And therefore, it's Vayichalu, we do it together with Hashem. Come, Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say Vayichulu. And this Vayichulu is referring to the Vayichulu in Shemini Esrei. The Vayichulu we say after Shemini Esrei, actually, is only Otu Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, that lands of a Shabbos, the davening does not have Vayichulu and Shemini Esrei. Therefore, we say Vayichulu after davening for that Vayichulu. And because of Yom Tov, we do it every single Shabbos, saying Vayichulu after Shemini Esrei. But the Iker Vayichulu that we're talking about here is in Shemini Esrei. Omer Rav Elazar, Menayin Shahadibur Kemaisa. How do you know that Dibur is like Maisa? Because we're saying that by saying Vayichulu, we are shut for Maisa Bereshis, we're helping create the world. What are we doing? We're just talking. Hey, no, Dibur is like Maisa. The Pasuk says, Shnema, but Dvar Hashem Shmaim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, Hashem created the sky. So you see that words could be a creator and create something. So we are becoming a shutuf by saying Vayichulu. Anyone who davens Friday night and says Vayichulu, Shnei Malachi Sharas Hamalavim Loil Odom, Manichi and Deim Aroishoi. The two malachim that I'm alive with a person, we'll see in a second, that two malachim I'm alive with a person when he comes home Friday night. So if he says Vayichulu, they put their hands on your head, and they tell you, your avayna should go away, and your avayra should be mechupar. Tanya, forgiven. Tanya, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Daim, Rashi, Malach, Rashi, Malach, Rashi, Malach, Rashi, there are two malachim who walk you home on Friday night from the shul. Echad toiv echad ra. One is a melech yosher, one is a ra. Ukshabal beiso, when they come to the house and matzah, they find their dolok the licht are lit. Vishulchan aruch, and the table is set. Umitasoy mutzas, and the bed is made. Malach toiv ima yirotzun shtehei the Shabbos acheres kach. You should have this next week also. Malach ra, you know, meval karcha. The Malach ra has to answer amen. But it comes as the house is not ready. Malach Ra'oma, Yerot Shtei Shabbos Acheres Kach. Next week should be the same thing. O Malach Toiv Oino Mein Bal Karchai. And the Malach Toiv answers, Amen. So you see from here that you have to have the Shabbos table set before you come home from davening. When you come from davening, the table has to be set. Medina de Gemara, the state over here. Omer Avalozo, L'Oila Misad Om Shulchani Ba'erev Shabbos. A person should always set his table for a covered of a Chosh V'Suda on Friday night. Afal Pi, he's not hungry, she'eni tzarich l'kazayis. Only has to eat a kazayis, because the case was, he had a suda's mitzvah that day, like the Mepharshim speak out, the Mashah, and others speak out, he had a suda's mitzvah that day, he had a bris, he had a pidin haben, and he wasn't hungry, and he really ate, so he can eat. He still should make himself a chosh of a suda, even though he's not going to eat so much, because he's already full from the suda's mitzvah. A person should set his table. Even though he can't eat so much, he ate a big shal shodas, he still should masada and have a malav malka. He should have a malav malka to show, it says, Nami kovod Shabbos, Rashi says, L'lavois b'tziyosu derech kovod, ko'odom ha'malava es ha'melech ketseisim ne'ir. Just like a person, if he has a king, he's malava him, he walks him out. Same way, you should malava the Shabbos by having a suda, a matzah Shabbos called malava malka. Zoktim mara, chamen matzah Shabbos melugma. Chamen, warm water, warm drink, or a chitza, Rashi says, or a hot shower, but matzah Shabbos, both, melugma, that's a refuah. Pas chama, warm bread, fresh bread, matzah Shabbos, melugma. Is a refuah. This is the makar to have pizza matzah Shabbos. Pas chama matzah Shabbos malugma, and pizza is pas by the way. Rabbi Vo hava avdin le ba fukin Shabbos igla tulsa. Rabbi Vo He used to make a matzah Shabbos, a fleishik asuda. It's not only a fleishik asuda. He took the best type of eagle, the eagle that's the third to the, you know, to the womb. Whatever eagle tulsa means, if I'm shot in the farshim, but eagle tulsa means a very choshava calf, and he made that for every matzah Shabbos. Have a ochem and a kulaisa, and you know how much could he eat? He used to eat just the kidney from it. When Avivah, his son, got older, Amalei says, why are you doing this? You shech the whole egla for this? It's a waste. Erev Shabbos, when you shech the egla for Shabbos, of course he made for Shabbos the egla, Madach made Matzah Shabbos the egla, of course for Shabbos he made the egla, so leave over the kidney, and Shavkur, leave it for Matzah Shabbos, no, leave Matzah Shabbos, and you'll eat it Matzah Shabbos. So Takachav Shavkur, the next week, they left one calf alive, they didn't shecht it. And what happened? V'osa Aryeh and Achle. And a lion came and ate it. So he didn't gain any weight. You don't gain from scrimping on a mitzvah. I'm La Malka, if you're doing it because a person doesn't want to waste it, it's not wasted. Do something to cover Shabbos, and cover La Malka is not called wasting. Anyone who says Meyesh Rabba, all is koyach. He'll be korea, any gzar din, any bad gzera on him. How do we know? Because a pasuk in Shoftim Shenema befroya parois, which means bittel paronis b'Yisrael. How does it happen? Misnadev om baruch Hashem. When the om gives bracha to Hashem, my time for the prize. Meshum the baruch Hashem. Why does Hashem vatel paronis? Because baruch Hashem. Even if he has a bissel of a zara, we learn from this pasuk that Meichelik. Siv hacham froya parois. It says by the eagle, Loshav Yarmai Shasham Kiparuhu, he proves Loshav of Avodah Zarah. So it means, Umavatal Avodah Zarah, Praya Parais, when he says, Amen Yehesh Rabba B'chol Kaychai, and Baruch Hu Es Hashem, and he's showing that Hashem is one and only. Ara Shlokish. Kaloina Amen B'chol Kaychai, anyone who says Amen was Kaych, Paisklin Shari Gan Eden, opens the doors of Gan Eden to him. Shanemar, the people who say Amen, they have Pischei Sharam, the doors of Gan Eden will open up for them. My Amen, what does Amen mean? Kel Melech Ne'eman. That it means that Hashem is the King, the only and the faithful Ne'eman King. And Tosfos actually speaks out, Tzarech L'harboi B'Shashoim Amen. You have to mahar this thing when you say Amen. So the Gemara and when it says Kola Oino Amen Yehesh Rabba Chol Koychu, Oh Amen Chol Koychu, what does that mean? So Taisa speaks out Pirish and Rashi Pirish B'Chol Kavanose. Both Rashi and Taisa speaks out means all your Kavano. It doesn't mean so loud. It means all your Kavano. That's what it means. But Taisa speaks out from a Maisa from the Psikta that there it says that Kishishron Nachnasal and Batek Lesis of Oyrim Yehesh Rabba Mavarech Bekol Ram Mavatam Zeres Kosher. So you see, there's an Indian of Kol Ram also. There's two dinim here. Bekol Kavanasa, all Kavana, all you have to have Kavana, know what you're saying. And also, it should be Bekol Ram. I'm going to read the Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Shmuel Rabbi. In Ad Lake Matsuya Makun Shechol Shabbos. What fires happen in a place where it's Matsuy to have Chilol Shabbos? How do you know it's passing in the Yirmiyah? Shenema, from Loisish Mu'el Laila Kaddish, Hashem HaShabbos, Avot Yisayis Masa, if you're not going to listen to me, to make a Kaddish, to make a Kaddish to Shabbos, and not to carry any packages, but Sati Eish B'Sha'oreha, there'll be an Eish in your Sha'orim, in your doors, Va'ochlo Ramay Yishlaim, and it'll eat the palaces of Yishlaim, Loisichbeh. And it won't go out. My blessed sech doesn't mean it won't be extinguished. Or Nachma Yitzchak will be in a time when you can't extinguish it, like on Shabbos. B'shoshe in b'nei adam tzuyun lekabaisel. Chas v'shalom, the fires will happen on Shabbos where you can't extinguish it. Oma abay lechover Yishalayim v'shvil shechil abayit v'shabbos. That Yishalayim was chorev only because they did not keep Shabbos. Shnema v'shabsoisai helimu einayim v'ochel v'soicham. Because they were malim, they closed their eyes from Shabbos. They didn't keep Shabbos. Therefore, the Yishlayim was destroyed. Amar Avol Lechor Yishlayim Hashol Shabit Lukiyush Mal Shachas Farves. A different shot and why? Another reason why it was Chorban Yishlayim. Ravo says the reason is because of Mavatal Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. Shneva says in the pasuk, Hoy Mashkimi Baiker Sheikhar Yudayfu. They woke up early to drink beer. And Ma'achre, the pasuk, reading the pasuk, doesn't say in the Gemara, says Vayit in the pasuk, says Ma'achre, Beneshef, Yayan, Likim. Rashi brings down this part of the pasuk that at night they drank wine. Vahoya, Vuxiv says in the next pasuk, Vayakinur, Venevel, Taifachal, these different instruments, flutes and drums, Vayayim, Mishteyim, Vayispoil Hashem, Vayabitu. They didn't look at the Mice of Hashem. They didn't see how it's important to be Yachar Hashem. Uchsiv l'cho gal am b'li das. And because of that, they weren't Yachad Hashem, didn't say Shema Yisrael. The Uchsiv l'cho gal ami b'li das. They went into Golos because of that. Rabam Nuna l'cho arish l'ayim v'shol shabit l'va t'negesh v'es Rabam. A different reason why Churban Bais Mikdash. You know why? Because they didn't teach the little children Torah. Shneem says in the Pasuk, the beginning of Pasuk in Yirmi goes like this. V'eis chamas Hashem m'leisi n'leisi hachil shefoich al oilo b'chutz. Matam shvoich means the anger of Hashem. Meshum oil the oil of bechutz, because oil was not children. They were bechutz. They were outside the base medrash. They were outside the yeshivas. That's why there was a chamas Hashem on the tinoikus. Yishlaim was only charev because the people did averus and weren't embarrassed one from another. Shneim in the pasuk hayvishu ki seiva asu gam boishloi voishu. They did have various kiseiva asu and gam boish lo yivoishu. They weren't even embarrassed about it. Another reason why you had churban yishlaim on Rabbi Yitzchak like churban yishlaim el shvos hushv called the gadol. Another chait that was in yishlaim for yishlaim to be churban had to be a lot of different chatam. Hashem wouldn't just do it for one chait. A lot of different small things. A lot of different things happened here. Big things. And because of that, the yishlaim was churban. Rabbi Yitzchak like churban yishlaim el shvos hushv katan the gadol. They were mashve a katan a galosh. Nemar v'hoya ka'om ka'koyin. They made the om ka'koyin. This is one of Ksiv Asrei. It's in the pasuk. Hibay tibag aretz. Because of that, the aretz was destroyed because, and tibag loshen of getting empty. It was emptied out the aretz. Why? Because they made the om like a koyin. This is one of the chatoim of Koyrach. Koyrach va'adosoi. They said kulam kadoshim. And it's not true. There are dargis in Klai Yisrael. There are the rashivas, the rebbes, the tzaddikim. There are Tamid Chum, there are different dargis, and everyone has their tachlis, everyone has their tafkid. But there's not everyone's the same, it's not communism. This is one of the tainas on Kairach, and that was one of the tainas on Churban Yishlaim, v'hoye ka'am ka'kayin, which is not true. There are different dargis in Klai Yisrael. Omer Rav Amrei, Rav Shim V'Arba, Omer Rav Shim V'Arba, Omer Rav Chanina, lechov Yishlaim el v'shosh le'echichu zeh zeh. Another reason why Yishlaim was chav, because they didn't give musa to each other. Shenem mahoyu sarei ka'ayolim le'motzum mireh. They were like rams. Ma'ayol zeh. Reish zeh v'zatzon zeh. A ayol looks down. He doesn't look anywhere. He just looks at the tail in front of him and see anything else. Af Yisrael, Shavai Sadar. Kov shuvanem karka. They buried their faces in the ground. Le'chichu zeh zeh. They didn't look at each other to see how could they help each other in avodas Hashem. See if they could give some another person a bit of chizik to be able to do avodas Hashem better. Another reason why Churban Yishlaim, because they were vazel to me to Churban Yishlaim, says in the pasuk, "You my levim, from Malachi Olakim, uboizim dvarav, umesatim v'nevoyviav adlois chamas Hashem ba'amoi ad le'ein marpe." It says that the Malachi Olakim, those are the tzaddikim and the Tamid Chacham, uboizim dvarav, and umesatim v'nevoyviav, also v'nevoyviav, also Tamid Chacham. Until Hashem got angry enough, Adayim Arpa. Who don't rav? Call him Vaz to Mecham in the refuah makos. Anyone's Vaz to Mecham does not have refuah to his makos. Oh, Rabbi don't rav. My dechsev. What's behind the pasuk? Al tigu uv Meshicha yaviyal tereyu. Al tigu Meshicha means a lashon of Meshicha. Rash says that they smear little children with oil. El to nekush beis rabam. And yaviyal tereyu means avi is to be the chamim, like it says in the pasuk. Menavi levav chachma. So viatrei elu tamidei chachamim, and the pasuk says, "Don't do bad to them. You have to make sure you're good to the children of the yeshivas. You have to take care of them. You have to take care of the neviim, the tamidei chachamim. Viay al tereu. Amar shlokos shemiru nesiya. You know elu miskayim v'shul hevel tenoikas v'israv. And the whole world is only miskayim from the hevel, the steam that comes out of the mouth of the tamidei chachamim of the children when they're learning Torah." Only our papa labaya. My our Torah is chopped meat, chopped liver over here. What's with our Torah? Our Torah is gevaldik. But ain't a doyme hevel she yes by chait, la hevel she ain't by chait. There's a big difference between the hevel of the children who are pure without any averus to our Torah, which has a little bit of averus. It's not the same level as the pure Torah of the children. You would not be mevatel the chedorim even for binyan beis hamikdash. It's the most important thing to teach Torah to the children. It's the next generation. Teach Torah the Messiah for the children. Even the beis hamikdash would not be mevatel that. So some say is from avaysecho, avaysai. Kol ir she'im by tenek shoris rabim. Any city does not have children learning Torah, machriv v'noisa, they get charef. Rashi says when it says machrivim, it means there's something left by machrivim. Ravina says no, not only does machrivim, my there's nothing left. If the town doesn't have a cheder, there'll be nothing left to the city. The reason why Yerushalayim was charev is because there weren't any anshei emana, people, honest people, people who spoke the truth. There was no people who spoke the truth anymore. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Shoytu b'chutz Yerushalayim, go around the streets of Yerushalayim, uno du v'ikshu v'chav yisalem tinsu ish." You can find one person, and miyash oisem mishpat, someone who does the din correctly, mevakish emuna, who wants this truth, v'esachlo, and then I'll give him a kapara. But there was no one. They went to Yerushalayim. There was no one who was honest. There was no one who was honest. Even Vishas, when Yerushalayim was in its worst state, there still were honest people. It says in the pasuk, in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, it says, when someone went over to his relative and he asked him, similar lecha, you know Torah, katzitilano, you could be our ruler, our Rav, you know Torah. What does simla mean? Dvarim shemei adam eskasim v'hem simla. Torah is called simla because a lot of times when someone asks you a shayla, you try to say, you try to make believe you didn't hear the shayla because you don't know. Shemei adam eskasim v'hem simla. And they asked him, she asked him, v'yadecha, do you know that? Simla chal, do you know simla? And you'll be a ruler for us. And the post says, v'ayta, v'machshela azayis tachas yadecha, do you know this machshela? What's machshela? Machshela also is a remes to Torah. Dvarim shem ein bnei adam oimdim aleihem ella imkenech shalom behem. Torah is called machshela because you only really get to learn the Torah after you make a few mistakes. You have to work hard on them. After 2-3 times, you really get the Torah. Talking about the amkus of Torah, like Rashi says, the nistar of the Torah, the depth of the Torah. It takes a few times. It's called machshela. And they used to ask him, yesh don takas yadecha, katzati lanu, you should be our Moira Rav, do you know the Torah? They asked him, do you know Simla? Do you know Machshela? The lashon of the pasuk in the entirety is, Ki yitves ishbachiv beis aviv, Simla l'cha katzin tiyalanu, ha-machshela azoyis tachas yadecha. And they're saying, then you should be a katzin tiyalanu. And what did they answer? They answered, Yisa b'yom u'leymar. They answered by saying, Lo yeye choyvesh u'bebeisi in lechem ve'in simlo lo yisusumeni katzin am. And the Gemara teaches, it means like this. It says, Yisa is lashon of shvua. In Yisa lashon shvua. V'chinu emel yisisa Hashem alekech al hashav. And they said lashon shvua. Yisa b'yem hu leimar. Loi eya choyvish, which means loi eya mechayv she'as beis medrash. I never was from a people who stayed in the beis medrash. We're basically in lechem and simla. My house, I have no lechem, no simla. I don't have any Torah. She'en b'yad loi mikrov, loi mishnov, loi gemara. I have nothing. They were so honest. So you see, when he told him, oh, you're a big Talmud Chacham, he said, no, I'm not. I don't know. I never was in the Beis Medrash. I don't know any Torah. So you see, they were honest in the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash. So why are we saying that all the honest people are gone? So Zok the Gemara, that wouldn't be a riot that they say that they never learned anything. Because when my Dumashani Asam, the Amalu, if they say, yeah, Taka, I'm a big Talmud Chacham, so Gamirna will say, hey, teach me something. If you say I learned Torah, Amalei Emelon, tell us some Torah. So there's not a riot. Of course, they're saying they don't know. They could test it. So the Gemara says no. They could have been not honest anyway. Because like this, Havel Meimar, Gomar Veshachach. I learned and I forgot. Mailei Eya Choyvish Klal. They're saying they never learned. They could have said, you know, right now I don't know. But when I was younger, I used to learn 20 hours straight. They could have said that. They never say I never learned anything. But they said they never learned anything. They were really honest. So the kash is, it says on one hand, says they couldn't find out one honest person to hold Yerushalayim. On the other hand, here is they were very honest. They said they never learned. Like kasha, kam b'divitayra. In divitayra, they were honest. And kam b'masamatam. When it came to business, they weren't honest. You couldn't find out one honest person in business in the whole Yerushalayim. Tayra, they were honest. They didn't learn it. It didn't mean so much to them. But the masamatam, they were not honest. That's what it means. There was no anshei mona in Klal Yisrael, of course, on their level, in Yerushalayim in time in the Churban Beis HaMikdash.